Yeah, we're going to welcome in the House Republican leader, Themis Cleartis, who is in her office at the LOB after a marathon session. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for jumping on with us here. So we just learned, we just saw the vote was taken in the hall of the House, a tie vote, which basically means that the amendment was defeated. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Well, after being up for almost 24 hours in session now straight through, I have to tell you I'm very, very disappointed. You know, this police accountability bill is very important. It's one of the most important things we've done in many years in this place. And it's a serious issue, and it deserves a lot of time and attention. And the fact that they have tried to rush this through in just under 3 weeks in July is really shameful. And the fact that that vote was so close will tell you how torn people are and how not clear they are about what the bill does and what it doesn't do. I have heard more people say you're either pro-law enforcement or you're pro-treating people fairly. I think not only is that not true, but we absolutely must be both. You can support good, strong, fair, honest law enforcement, but make their training better and make their accountability better and make it stronger, right? But also make sure people are being treated fairly and not put officers who leave their home every morning and don't know if they'll come back to their families at night on the line like this bill does. It's really a shame. This deserves much better than that, this issue.
So you won't be there. Will it come back?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know what's going to happen. We still have to vote on the bill on its own. And then next week it's got to go to the Senate. So I don't know what's going to happen there. And then the governor either signs it or vetoes it. So I don't know what will happen there. So this is really just the first step.
As you said, the vote was so close, 72-72, with seven representatives not voting. Of those representatives that didn't vote, obviously we haven't been able to see who voted and who didn't. Could that have made a difference?
Of course it could have. You know, there's people that had that, you know, that, I mean, listen, I have one member that's in quarantine for 4 months. She's in her 70s. She has a very ill husband. You know, you can't blame people like that. I have one that works for the military and is being sent to another state and had a quarantine for two weeks before he went. You know, I mean, these things happen. I mean, life happens as important as this job is. You know, but unfortunately, this is a bill that is very important. And like I said, I support making changes to police accountability. I do. I think there can be a lot of really good changes made. We did some of those in the underlying bill, but I also support law enforcement who are doing the right thing. And pushing this through in July after 3 weeks of negotiations is not doing it justice, is not fair to police officers, but it's not fair to the minority community who deserve to be treated fairly. It's not fair to either side.
And this would have done both.
Yes.
Talking with House Republican Leader Themis Cleartis for a couple more minutes. She has more duties to attend to in the chamber of the House. The other three pieces of legislation that were taken up during this special session, it seemed like those. Tell us, were those fairly straightforward, or were there issues with the absentee voting, or the insulin, or the telehealth?
Well, no bill is perfect, right? And so we've been negotiating these for weeks. One was allowing people who in our Constitution, it gives a handful of very limited times in which you can vote absentee ballot. One is if you're in the military. One is if you're ill, right? One is if you're out of town. And we added today that if you are afraid to go to the polls because of COVID, right? I think that's very fair. We don't want people to have to choose between their health and their constitutional right to vote. But it had to be narrowly defined. We changed a lot of it. It was open-ended on a date before. We changed it to end on November 3rd, 2020. It had, this will go until there's a vaccine. That's preposterous. There's no reason that a vaccine language should be in this bill. So the point is, you know, it passed overwhelmingly. There are parts of it we didn't like, but it passed because it was an important thing to do. There was a telehealth bill. Again, we as legislators and policymakers are telling people stay home as much as you can, social distance, et cetera. But how are people going to get their health taken care of, go to the doctor, So we're encouraging telehealth. And this helped that bill continue and allow more people to avail themselves of telehealth through their insurance carriers. And the third one was an insulin bill. And, you know, I know we're all very familiar with the fact that it's so expensive. And there are a lot of people that are rationing their own insulin because they can't afford it. So this makes that a lot more affordable and it'll save lives. So, you know, there's always something you would change, and there's no perfect bill, but I think they all had good intentions and will help the state move forward.
All right. Well, we will let you go. Thank you for jumping on with us. We know it's been a long night. We appreciate it as always. Thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thank you both.